WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. You know that feeling when you're crushing it, you've got that unstoppable momentum going, and suddenly, bam, life throws a curveball your way. Maybe it's a tough deadline, a personal setback, or just one of those days where motivation seems to have vanished into thin air. Ever feel like you're battling against an invisible force trying to keep you from achieving your goals? Well, today we're diving deep into a powerful secret weapon that can help you stay motivated even when things get tough. Self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another fluffy feel-good session, trust me on this one. Self-compassion isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care that you would offer a close friend going through a rough time. Here's the deal. We all make mistakes, we stumble, and sometimes we fall flat on our faces. But how we respond to those setbacks is what truly matters. When we beat ourselves up over every little misstep, it creates this vicious cycle of negativity that drains our motivation and fuels self-doubt. That's where self-compassion comes in. Think about it. You wouldn't berate a friend for struggling with a difficult task, would you? You'd likely offer words of encouragement, remind them of their strengths, and maybe even lend a helping hand. Why not extend that same level of kindness to yourself? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you harness the power of self-compassion. 1. Acknowledge your humanity. Remember, you're human. We're all wired to make mistakes, face challenges, and experience setbacks. It's part of being alive. Instead of seeing these moments as failures, view them as opportunities for growth and learning. 2. Challenge negative self-talk. That inner critic, the one constantly whispering doubts and criticisms. Yeah, it's time to call it out. Recognize those negative thoughts for what they are, often distorted and unhelpful. Replace them with more compassionate and realistic self-talk. You wouldn't talk to your best friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself, right? 3. Practice mindfulness. When you find yourself getting caught up in stressful or negative emotions, take a moment to pause and simply observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. This mindfulness practice can help create a sense of distance from those emotions, allowing you to respond with more clarity and compassion. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Focusing on what you're grateful for can shift your perspective and increase your overall well-being. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. It could be something as simple as a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunrise, or the love of a friend. 5. Treat yourself with kindness. Self-care isn't selfish. It's essential. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, listening to your favorite music, or spending quality time with loved ones. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're working on a challenging project and you hit a wall. You've been struggling for hours, feeling frustrated and discouraged. Instead of letting those feelings spiral into self-doubt, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that setbacks are a normal part of the process, and offer yourself words of encouragement. You acknowledge your hard work and effort, and you commit to taking a break before tackling the problem with fresh eyes. See what I mean? That's the power of self-compassion in action. It fuels resilience, boosts motivation, and helps you navigate challenges with grace. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. We all experience moments of doubt and frustration. But by cultivating self-compassion, we can transform those challenging experiences into opportunities for growth and learning. So go out there, be kind to yourself, and keep pushing towards your goals. Want to make self-compassion a daily practice? Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a little extra kindness. And if you're feeling inspired, leave a review on your favorite podcast app. It means the world to me and helps spread the Stoic Mind Gym message far and wide. Until next time, keep those mental muscles strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.